A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I'd like us to discuss lessons from his resurrection, lessons from the death and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. It is important for us to know that an understanding of the life of Jesus, understanding of his person, of his death and his resurrection, will help us to lead a distinguished, a successful and a distinguished life. An understanding of the person, of the life, of the death and the resurrection of Christ Jesus will help us to lead a successful and a distinguished life. All that Jesus did, his life, his person, his life, his death, his resurrection, were for our examples. They were for our learnings. It is important for us to understand and to learn and to take these messages, these lessons, and apply them to our lives. All that Jesus Christ did, the moment you are able to understand them and apply them to your life, it will guide you and help you to lead a successful life in this ugly world that we live in. The first lesson I'd like you to note about the life, the person, the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus is that if you are a star, there will be enmity against your life and against your destiny. The wise men from the east came and they told Herod, "We're looking for he who was born king. We have seen his star." And because another star is born, Herod got angry. You must have this understanding. No star desires the rising of another star. An understanding of this will help you in running your life and in your destiny. If you are a star in the making, you must have this understanding that many stars who have emerged will work against your emergence as a new star. That was what Herod did. Herod was afraid of another star rising when his star was still shining. And so what he decided to do was to cut down this star. And because he could not lay hold on the particular child who this star is, he began to kill all other children, possible stars. He killed all possible stars. He eliminated all possibilities. He didn't leave any stone unturned. That was Herod. And you must have the understanding that is exactly what people do. You are an emerging star. It is my prayer that as Joseph and Mary protected this star, Jesus, your life, your destiny will be divinely protected in the name of Jesus. And as a star, an emerging star, please do not expose yourself to Herod who may want to kill you. Stop flaunting your achievement. Stop flaunting your children on the social media. There are very many Herods who are waiting to devour, who are waiting to destroy. Take this lesson, your lesson number one, from the life, the person, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Lesson number two that we learn from the life, from the person, from the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. I'd like us to take it from the Gospel of John, chapter number 7, and in verse number 12. The Bible says, "And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people." The second lesson is that people's opinion about you will always differ. And so don't depend on people's opinion. Imagine, there was murmuring among the people concerning Jesus. While some people believe that this man healing the sick, doing good, is a good man, others said, no, he is a deceiver. He is deceiving the people. He is deceiving them with all his gestures. He is deceiving them with the good things he is doing. He is a deceiver. Opinion of people about your life will always differ. You must therefore ensure that you do not depend or build on the opinion of people. Don't allow your destiny to be swayed by people's opinion. Don't allow what they say to bring you down. Don't allow what they say to get into your head and make you cocky and proud. Opinion of people has a very short lifespan. People change their opinion so very quickly. They did that in the life of Brother Paul on the island of Melita, where they had just escaped or survived a shipwreck. They kindled fire for them to get warm because of the cold. They saw a venomous beast hanging on Paul's hand, and they concluded that he was a murderer. You know what they said to themselves? The Bible says in Acts chapter 28, verse 4, and when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, who though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. They wanted to help Peter, but they changed their mind, concluding that he was a murderer. But when they expected him to fall and die, they were surprised that he didn't feel any harm, and so they concluded that he was a god. Imagine the three stages, the three ways they quickly changed their mind. People's opinion about you will always differ. It will always change from time to time, depending on their outlook and their perception. Not because of you, not as you are, but as they are. If you're a good man, those whose your goodness is negatively affecting, they will call you a bad man. You are not taking bribe and it is affecting them in the same organization, they will call you a bad person. And so their opinion about you will not be good. And there are people who will say you are a good person. So please don't build based on opinion of people, because people who praise you today may work against you tomorrow. Have that understanding. Don't build your life or destiny based on the opinion of people. Another lesson from the life and the death, the resurrection of Christ Jesus, is that the world may hate you for doing good. Don't stop doing good. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Yet they hated him. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. The world may hate you. Do not marvel if he hates you. And so have this understanding also. For doing good, you may be hated, but don't stop doing good. Another lesson from the person, from the life, from the death, and the resurrection of Jesus, is that those who say Hosanna to you today may shout crucify him tomorrow. It is amazing that on Sunday, people shouted Hosanna to Jesus. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. People shouted Hosanna. They honored him as he rode on a colt. They put their clothes on the colt. They put palm leaves. They put trees, branches of trees, straw them on the floor, on the ground, for the donkey to pass over. And so what an honor. It is amazing that just few days after, on Friday, the same people shouted, crucify him. And so you must understand that those who say Hosanna to you today may shout, crucify him tomorrow. So don't commit yourself unto anybody. The Bible says concerning Jesus, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. Jesus did not commit himself to anybody. Don't overcommit yourself to people. You may be thoroughly disappointed. Take these lessons from the person, from the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, I am a star. Let my star be divinely protected in the name of Jesus. Protect my star. Protect my destiny. Protect my life, O God. Let your wall of fire be a shield round about me. According to your promise, you said I will be a wall of fire round about him. Let be a wall of fire round about me. Let my star not be plucked down. Let my star shine. Let my light shine in darkness. Let darkness not be able to comprehend me. In the name of Jesus, be my defense, O God, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, give me the grace not to be disturbed by the negative opinion or comment of people about me. Give me the grace not to be swollen-headed by the positive opinion or positive words of people about me. Pray in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer. That Lord, you will give me the grace not to be discouraged by the negative comment or opinion of people about me. Give me the grace not to be swollen-headed by the positive comment or opinion of people about me. Help me not to be moved by what people say, positive or negative, in the name of Jesus. Help me to depend solely on you, your opinion concerning me, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my life please you. Let my life be pleasing to you. Let my ways be pleasing to you. Let my works be pleasing to you, in the name of Jesus. Let my life please you, O God. Let my ways please you. Let all that I do please you. And let your name be honored in my life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the hand of the Lord will be upon you. You are a star, that the Lord himself will be a shield. It will be a wall of fire round about your life, your destiny, your family, and your star. Your star will not be plucked down, and the name of the Lord will be honored in your life. I ask for the release upon you of the grace not to be swayed by the opinion of people, the grace not to be moved, not to be discouraged by the negative comment or opinion of people about you, the grace not to be swollen-headed by their positive comment or opinion about you. I receive for you the grace to depend on God. And I pray that your life will be pleasing to God and that his name will be honored in your life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Join us tomorrow for a glorious Easter Sunday service at the Light Cathedral. Time for this service is 7:30 a.m. when we gather for the School of the Spirit. And by 8:30 a.m., the worship service starts. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us for a glorious service at number 75 Oshola Street, Oyelekun Ogba, Lagos. Time is 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time is 8 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodu, wishing you a very happy Easter, and the Lord bless you.